Next section, mileage rates for the self-employed. This is a topic that's often raised with me, and it's of interest to myself because I claim my expenses based on mileage rates as opposed to the laborious treatment of putting all the receipts together and claiming a proportion. So HMRC guidance at BIM 47701 explains when self-employed taxpayers can use mileage rates to compute their vehicle expenses. HMRC will allow the use of this method of calculating tax relief as an alternative to keeping detailed records of actual expenditure. The intention is to make things simpler for small businesses, and there is no compulsion to use it. HMRC says that taxpayers who do not use it should deduct the actual amount they spend, and in either case, the journey must be made wholly and exclusively for business purposes. HMRC allows taxpayers to compute their expenses using a fixed rate per business mile if the annual turnover of the business is less than the VAT registration threshold when they first use the vehicle. The VAT threshold is a convenient limit, but this practice has no application to VAT accounting and does not affect existing VAT rules and practices. HMRC said that taxpayers can only use the mileage rate basis if they apply it consistently from year to year, so you can't chop and change. They can only change to or from an actual basis when a vehicle is replaced. So perhaps someone using an older vehicle might choose to go down the 40p a mile route, whereas someone buying a new, particularly if it's an expensive vehicle, may want to claim actual costs. If the turnover of the business increases and then exceeds the VAT registration threshold, the taxpayer is allowed to continue to use the mileage rate basis until the vehicle is replaced, which is something of interest to me because I continue to use my old Volvo because the 40p rate is much more convenient and less administratively inconvenient. If there is a change in the VAT threshold, then HMRC tell us that the taxpayer should continue to use the same basis again until the vehicle is actually replaced. Well, what about qualifying journeys? HMRC guidance says that taxpayers can only claim the mileage rate basis for journeys that are wholly and exclusively for business purposes and cannot claim the allowance for private journeys, such as travel from home to work, or for journeys that serve both a business and a private purpose. Some of the tax cases that I've looked at give us an indication of what are allowable business journeys. Let's think about what the mileage rate covers. It's meant to cover the cost of running and maintaining the vehicle, such as fuel, oil, servicing, repairs, insurance, vehicle excise duty, and the MOT. The mileage rate also covers depreciation of the vehicle. So if a taxpayer uses the mileage rate basis, then they cannot claim any additional amount for these expenses. The mileage rate does not cover costs that are specific to a particular journey, such as tolls, congestion charges, and parking fees. These will be allowable as an additional deduction where they are incurred solely for business purposes. The taxpayer can claim the business proportion of the interest on a loan used to purchase the vehicle or the finance element of a hire purchase or finance lease. Just a reminder, if a taxpayer uses the mileage rate basis, they cannot claim capital allowances in addition because the payment of mileage rates already covers an element for depreciation.